When I'm asked who the next governor of Michigan will be, the answer is simple. Nobody knows. We don't know who the Republican nominee will be, and we don't have a clue who the Democrats will nominate. There hasn't been a race this open in the last 60 years. What I do know is this. The Democrats are in disarray. Many expect them to lose the governor's race and perhaps everything else in sight. Last week, State Senator Gretchen Whitmer, who had been running for the Democratic nomination for Attorney General for the last year, pulled out, saying she suddenly discovered she wanted to spend more time with her children. I do not know Senator Whitmer well and would not accuse her of dishonesty, but in my experience, that's not the sort of thing politicians do who think they're likely to win in November. This threw Democrats into further disarray. The senator was an extremely attractive candidate and, many party leaders felt, their best chance to take back the office they lost 8 years ago. However, never say never. Things can change. Michigan has experienced historic upsets before, and it's a long, long way from January till November. But if Democrats are going to have any chance of retaining the governorship, they need a candidate. Right now, they have only a single officially declared one, State Representative Alma Wheeler Smith. She has a lot of legislative experience in both the House and Senate and has a gutsy plan to raise revenues and balance the state budget in a responsible way. Plus, she has a compelling personal story. However, she has almost no name recognition outside of Washtenaw County and hasn't been able to raise a lot of money. Smith would also turn 70 a few months into her first term. So, Democrats are scrambling to find more candidates. The logical frontrunner is Speaker of the House Andy Dillon. He's handsome, charismatic, but has two drawbacks. One is that he's tied, just by virtue of what he does, to the mess in Lansing. Never mind that he's proposed some intelligent solutions. He's also mildly anti-abortion, something that makes him unacceptable to some Democrats, just as being pro-choice makes some candidates unacceptable in the Republican Party. I wonder if it ever occurs to these people that the governor of Michigan has no ability whatsoever to change Roe v. Wade. In any event, many Democrats are looking for a savior to ride to their rescue. Lansing Mayor Virge Bernero is offering himself, but the response has been restrained. Now there's a move to draft Denise Illich of the famous pizza and sports team-owning family. She's smart, attractive, and well-educated. Plus, she's rich and might be able to finance her own campaign. There's a slight problem, however. Illich has no experience in government. Michigan currently has a governor who, everyone agrees, has been ineffective partly because she had little prior governing experience. Denise Illich has even less. If I have a major operation, I don't want to be my surgeon's first patient. A lot of people have the peculiar idea that the problems of governing are best tackled by those who don't know anything about it. That doesn't make a lot of sense to me.